That we're working on a brand new album called Tribal Surf. This is Rolling Sally on the bass. Bass player for Chris Isaac. And he's part of the 18. When I come to San Francisco, this is the 18.
All right, there you go.
The drummer is his son.
But you know, we're
going to
say anything.
Well, I didn't ask you anything yet. Wait, my drummer? I'm going to print, but but my son is 6 months old. He's down school in Boulder Street in the middle of my church. And we call him Prince of the Church of God. So this is Quirky Prince. Quirky Prince. He's a gentleman that comes in Scarlet. This is him.
And he's been putting together, he's trying to come into town, and everything we say at the house, and everything like that. And he used to do an hour CBS, the whole CBS thing, and Mercury's in this, 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 and
We tore the walls down at Slim. Those of you that were there last night.
We both went to bed last night. I was blood blisters. Blood blisters all over his fingers, but he's not used to working with Dick Dale non-stop. Both drummers play, and then they finish a song and rest. They wipe their hands and they get to breathe. Well, Dick Dale doesn't believe in that. We just start non-stop and don't. And I don't know what I'm going to play next, because it all depends what the feelings you give me. And they can't look the other way, because they have no idea what I'm going to do next, if I don't. So that's what's going to happen tonight. Here's another song that I wrote called Mr. Eliminator.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everybody goes, let's go, Chippin'!
Let's go, Chippin'!
I feel so alone.
Thank you. Thank you.
playing this pretty little girl who's good and funny all the time, and just smiled and smiled. But she never would say anything. I couldn't understand why she wouldn't say anything. And she would say, "Hey, Dick, it's great. I love it." She just like that. She never moved her mouth. She was like that. So I asked the people that she was with, and she looked like she was from like Spain or something like that. And they said, "She's our housekeeper. She can't speak English. She's Spanish and she doesn't speak at all. But she likes what you do, so she just smiles." So I asked her name. She never missed the night we played. She was always right in the front seat. And her name was Esperanza. So I wrote this song for her. Blessed. There are a few other friends of mine that are no longer around.
we had that wonderful opportunity to be able to take that ride. So when I came out of the water, I wrote a song called The Long Ride.
Thank you.
all the troops when they came back. We did a big concert for Desert Storm. So think of the tanks going, boom, 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 going over the sand dunes. Studying something and came from another land somewhere to visit us tonight as a gift for something, or your graduation from where?
Stanford.
Yeah. And studying ecology and biology and stuff. Yeah, I almost had my left leg amputated from the pollution of the water now, you know, I don't surf anymore. Would you tell them to do something about cleaning up the ocean? Bullets, Macy's, they have the big Walk of Fame for their stars and everything. And my little boy, Jimmy, he's 6 months old. He's been to 17 concerts already. When he was 10 days old, he was at his first concert in Santa Barbara. And he's downstairs slacking out because he was already here today while I was tuning up. And God bless him. He's 6 months old and he's been to all these over 7,000 miles. We just shove him in the truck and put him in the drum seat and there. Really neat. And they got to fly little Jimmy back with myself, and we're putting our hands in the hall of, in the Walk of Fame, and the Macy's and the big mall. And I want to thank all my peers, I mean all the people. There's one time last year or so before Steve Ray Vaughan died, was killed. A very good friend, we were in Back to the Beach movie, we were both nominated for a Grammy for Pipeline. And that was a great honor to have that when they called us up and said it, but one of the greatest honors that's ever happened to me, because it's one thing to be nominated by the people in the industry. And they told us that was it, but I'm going to do a couple more anyway because you asked me to, didn't you? Made a big hit many years ago called Miz Aloo. Thank you.
remember that again. That was good.
Thank you.
God bless you.